Hi, I'm Bob Masalgo, welcoming you to a WNRN in-studio session. I'm pleased to have Colby T. Helms and the Virginia Creepers with us today in our Charlottesville studios. They're a busy band. They got a new album, Tales of Misfortune. The debut album is out now on Photo Finish Records. And they've got a busy summer coming up with shows at Rooster Walk and opening for 49 Winchester at Limekiln Theater and Floyd Fest coming up in July. We'll talk more about those later. Colby, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here. I'm super excited. This is my first time doing a radio station up here in Northern Virginia, and we're super happy to be up here.
I got to correct you. We're in Central Virginia.
Central Virginia, okay.
Oh, yeah. But Northern Virginia is okay. We can live with that.
Hey, at least we're still in Virginia, right?
I'll tell you, from Roanoke, it is kind of Northern Virginia.
Yeah, it's trekking up 81, you know?
Yeah, see, you got that Schlitz hat on. That's a pretty vintage hat today.
Oh, yeah, I've had this since I was a freshman in high school, and I don't take it out very much because it's been worn in so much, I don't want it to completely fall apart. But on special occasions, I break it out just to remind people of where I came from, because all the pictures of me playing in high school, I had this hat on.
That's a good story. How about we hear a song?
All right. This is the first single off the album, Tales of Misfortune. It's about me and a musician and running these interstates like 81. It's called Higher Ground. Once I was the running kind, and I would run these interstates. Now I'm running home if you're waiting there. Once I was the loving kind, I thought your heart would be all mine. I learned in good time that things can never be like dams and trees and honeybees. We are a dying breed. I'm gonna live way up in the holler. Can't stand the city no more. Working all my life trying to make a dollar. Wish things how they were before. I'm gonna sweep you off your feet. Gonna take you to higher ground. We can dance the night away. We don't have to fool around. I was hiding somewhat dry in my underground home. These Nashville cats wearing Ariat hats, they leave a sour taste in my mouth. Like Daddy said, you better keep your head in, knowing to shut that mouth. Like dams and trees, lost southern melodies. We are a dying breed. I'm gonna live way up in the holler. City no more, working all my life, trying to make a dollar, wish things were how they were before. I'm gonna sweep you off your feet, gonna take you to higher ground. We can dance the night away, we ain't got a fool around. Southern melodies. We are a dying breed. I'm gonna live way up in the holler. Can't stand the city no more. Working all my life trying to make a dollar. Wish things were how they were before. I'm gonna sweep you off your feet. I'm gonna take you to higher ground. We can dance the night away. We ain't got a fool around. No, no. No.
That's Colby T. Helms and the Virginia Creepers in studio in Charlottesville. Commonwealth music from the band. Their debut album, Tales of Misfortune, out now on Photo Finish Records. And they got a busy summer coming up. You can see them at Rooster Walk on the 23rd of May in Martinsville. They're opening for 49 Winchester, two sold-out shows at the Lime Kiln Theater in Lexington on the 21st and 22nd of June. And then they'll be back for Floyd Fest in July. Quite a summer for you, Colby.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We got lots of stuff booked, and you know, we're kind of getting ready to do some demos and stuff for the second album, but we're also still playing all the tunes from our first album. And that album, like I said, is very special to me because I wrote all the songs when I was in high school, and never thought I was going to be releasing them professionally and playing them out on the road. So I'm super happy to be doing these shows like Rooster Walk and Floyd Fest and opening for an amazing Virginia band, 49 Winchester. It's all a blessing for sure.
That's great. I know that your father was a big inspiration on this first album.
Oh yes, indeed. He was a great storyteller and an amazing character. And I started writing songs because of his stories. After he passed away, not everybody could remember all the stories he used to tell, but I could remember them. And so I would always have to tell them at family events or whatever. And I started writing some of these stories down as songs, and it all went from there.
That's great. Would you like to play another song for us?
Yes, this is actually a song that's dedicated to him. And it's on the first album, Tales of Misfortune. It's the last song. It resolves the album. It's about when he lost his pocket knife, or at least I thought he lost it. And after he passed away, I found it carefully placed in a drawer. And at that moment, I knew that he didn't lose it at all. He just placed it away so that one day I would find it and I'd have a pocket knife to carry once again. And anyway, this one's for my daddy. It's called Daddy's Pocket Knife. One day I opened up an old and dusty drawer, and a little rusty piece of steel fell out on the floor. When I went to pick it up, those memories came back strong. It was Daddy's pocket knife he carried for so long. As I held that rusty piece of steel there in my hand, thoughts wander back to that hard-working man. Just an old piece of steel and worn-out cattle bone. It was Daddy's pocket knife.
Dreadful day. Held that blade in my hands, no words left to say.
Colby T. Helms and the Virginia Creepers coming to you in an in-studio session from our Charlottesville studios. That's a song from their debut album, Tales of Misfortune, which you can find now on Photo Finish Records. Colby, thank you for that song.
Oh, you're absolutely welcome. That's one, like I said, I try to include it in most all my sets as a dedication to my dad, because if it wasn't for him, I probably wouldn't be doing this. And super special song to me, and made a lot of fans because of it, because you wouldn't believe how many people have similar stories. Everybody has souvenirs that they take with them along life's journey, and that's a very special one to me.
It sure sounds like it. Would you mind introducing your band?
Oh, no problem at all. To my right, from White Sulphur Springs, West Virginia, which is actually closer to here than I am, Mr. Chandler Beaver's on mandolin. He's an awesome mandolinist and a great guy to have around, and he's been playing with the band, I guess, for almost a year now. We've been doing some awesome stuff, and he's been helping me out on some of these demos, and really just fits in the band like a glove, so we're happy to have Chandler. And to our left over here is Mr. Stuart Werner. He went to high school with me, and we actually met because his dad also plays banjo. His dad's also named Stuart Werner, and Stuart's from Franklin County, Virginia, just like me. In high school, me and him started playing together, and we played for the talent show. We won the talent show, and then we decided, heck, if we can win the talent show, we ought to start doing this stuff more. So we started, you know, playing together, and we had our own first incarnation of a band called the Werner Helms Edition, where we did a lot of bluegrass covers, and he ended up going to Ferrum College, and I went to Virginia Western, and he's played in a couple other bands since then, and recently he just kind of came back to the group and joined, and kind of joining forces now, and making some really awesome music, and it's great to have my old sidekick back, so I'm super happy to have Stuart with us today.
Well, that's great, and thanks again to all of you for being here. The last year and a half have been busy, so you guys have been traveling a lot. You're doing a lot of festivals this summer. What's been the hardest part of that for you?
Just adapting to the life. You know, this is our kind of our biggest leap so far because, like I said, in 2020, I graduated high school, and I had no idea that 4 years later I'd be playing at some of these huge festivals and have my own LLC and have my own merch and, you know, it all coming together like an actual business. And we went from the amateur level to the professional level in kind of a short period of time, and we're just kind of getting used to all that, you know, and taking it one step at a time and one bite at a time, you know.
That sounds like a good way to approach it. Let me remind everybody, they're going to be playing at Rooster Walk on the 23rd down in Martinsville. They're also opening for 49 Winchester in their shows at the Limekiln Theater in June, and they'll be at Floyd Fest in July, so you got a lot of chances to see the band. Do you have another song you could play for us?
Yes, sir. We're going to finish out with one that is a crowd favorite. And it's about Franklin County, Virginia, the moonshine capital of the world. And it's called Mountain Brandy. It's quite a special waltzy-type tune and a lot slower than a lot of our other songs. But I tell you what, it's a great one to dance to, and it's got some powerful imagery in it. So we hope you all enjoy it, especially all the Virginians out there. Here we go. Got sick last year, she was laid out in the bed. The doctor came to her side, said she's got the fever in her head. There was only one thing to ease her through the night. Sit back, mama, take a sip. Made out in these hills. swallow of mountain brandy. It's made out in these hills. The best liquor ever run comes from those Franklin County stills. Mountain brandy in a green ball mason jar. Sit back, mama, take a sip. Lots of folks around town been talking about them old ways coming to an end. As long as those geese fly north and that creek runs south, you can run to my holler and shake my hand. I got something that will shut your mouth. Mountain brandy, it's made out in these hills. The best liquor from those Franklin County stills. Mountain brandy in a green ball mason jar. Sit back, mama, take a sip, it'll take you far.
We're in studio in our Charlottesville studios with Colby T. Helms and the Virginia Creepers. Another song from that new album, Tales of Misfortune, available now on Photo Finish Records. You've got a bunch of opportunities to see them over the summer. They're going to be playing at Rooster Walk in Martinsville on the 23rd. And if you have tickets for those sold-out shows with 49 Winchester down at the Limekiln Theater in Lexington in June, make sure you get there early because they're opening. And they'll be at Floyd Fest in July. Colby, thanks so much.
Oh, man, it's been a pleasure.
It is always great to have bands in here, and having Commonwealth bands is even better. Wish you guys the best this summer.
Thank you so much.
Thanks again for this WNRN in-studio session. Thanks go out to Jeff and Madison and Michaelin on the staff for helping with the audio and video engineering. Colby and Chandler and Stuart, once again, thanks for your music today. For WNRN, I'm Bob Masago. Thanks for listening.